From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock here, September 7th. Vin Day. 5 stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First, from PFT All. NFL's new 3-strike system doesn't apply until the 2026 regular season. The NFL and the NFL Players Association have agreed to a new 3-strike formula that will trigger automatic suspensions for repeated violations of 5 specific safety rules. Hip drop tackles, horse collar tackles, launching, hits on defenseless players, and blindside blocks. Per the NFLPA, the new procedure doesn't commence until the 2026 regular season, which means that players who were fined for any of the 5 specific rules won't carry them into the games that count. Next, second, from Sky Sports. The NFL is back. The race to Super Bowl 61 starts here. The 2026 NFL season kicks off with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the New England Patriots in a Super Bowl rematch. This season promises to be wide open, featuring 285 games across 8 countries and 4 continents. Myles Garrett, now with the Rams, headlines the offseason moves, joining forces with Aaron Donald. Meanwhile, Odell Beckham Jr. returns to the Giants, and Mike McCarthy takes over as head coach of the Steelers, reuniting with Aaron Rodgers. The league is also expanding its global reach, with 9 regular season games outside the US, including first-time matchups in Melbourne and Rio de Janeiro. Patrick Mahomes is back after knee surgery, ready to lead the Chiefs in a competitive AFC. As the countdown to Super Bowl 61 begins, the excitement is palpable. Football is back, and Sundays will be filled with action until February. Up next, third, from Awful Announcing. Andy Roddick stuns Carlos Alcaraz with US Open news while live on ESPN. Carlos Alcaraz had a big day at the US Open, beating Tony Paul in straight sets to reach the quarterfinals. But the real surprise came during a live segment on ESPN with Andy Roddick. Alcaraz joined Roddick, Mary Jo Fernandez, and Reset Davis, and Roddick asked him about his potential next opponents, Ben Shelton and Stefanos Tsitsipas. Alcaraz was caught off guard, thinking he was facing Daniil Medvedev or Francis Tiafoe instead. His reaction was priceless. He leaned over to check Roddick's notes, exclaiming in disbelief, "Oh my god, thank you." Roddick couldn't help but laugh, and the whole desk shared a lighthearted moment. Alcaraz acknowledged he needed to pay attention to the upcoming match between Shelton and Tsitsipas. After a 5-month break due to a wrist injury, Alcaraz's return has been refreshing for the tennis world. He's not just competing, he's bringing personality to the court. As a 7-time Grand Slam champion, he's aiming for his 3rd US Open title, and if he succeeds, he'll make history as the reigning back-to-back champion. And then, fourth, from The Guardian Sport. Wallabies Carter Gordon set for stint on sidelines after breaking leg in latest injury blow. Carter Gordon is headed for the sidelines after a broken leg in the weekend's 28-28 draw with Argentina. He hit the ground in Thomas Cartier Specs David Allen disqualification after bizarre end fight on Katie Taylor undercard. Thomas Cartier dramatically toppled through the ropes after being hit on the back of the head in the opening round of his clash with David Allen on the undercard of Katie Taylor's fight at Croke Park. On Saturday, the bout was declared a no contest after Cartier was unable to continue. Thomas Cartier was blatantly fouled by David Allen, who should have been disqualified after the bizarre ending to their fight, says the Irishman's manager Mike Ophel. Next, fifth, from Sky Sports. Cardi expects Allen disqualification after Dublin drama. Up next, sixth, from BBC Sport Rugby. Wales lock Carter cleared for Dragons after injury. The team is taking a cautious approach with his training load, ensuring he's ready for the physical demands of this season. Meanwhile, scrum half Chi Hope, sidelined by a hamstring injury, is also expected to return soon. The Dragons recently showcased their talent in a preseason friendly, scoring 13 tries against Hartbury. In other news, tight head prop Rob Hunt is back in full training after recovering from a ruptured hamstring, though his workload will be managed carefully. Summer signing Terrell Pata is currently playing in New Zealand and will join the Dragons after the National Provincial Championship, with his debut anticipated in December. The Dragons are gearing up for an exciting season ahead, with plenty of talent ready to make an impact. And then, seventh, from Sky Sports. Raheeb aims to resume his progression at Windsor. Raheeb is back on the track today at Windsor, aiming for Group 3 glory in the Winter Hill Stakes. This horse, a sibling to stars Bide and Hukum, started strong with a win at 2 and a notable victory in the Classic Trial at Sandown. After a solid 4th in the Irish Derby, he's ready to show what he can do again, especially with the time off to develop. In the same race, Venetian Prince, trained by Andrew Balding, is looking to bounce back after a disappointing run at Royal Ascot. Maho Bay, who had a tough time at the Royal meeting, could pose a challenge as well. At Newton Abbott, keep an eye on Arctic Voyage and Edelac in the par in handicap hurdle. Edelac is on a hot streak, winning 4 of his last 5, while Arctic Voyage has been impressive since switching yards. Finally, at Wolverhampton, Brynhilde is stepping up in trip after a strong win at Lingfield. She's bred for stamina, so this could be a good move for her. Last Verse and Level Look are also in the mix, both showing promise in their recent outings. It's shaping up to be an exciting day of racing. Next, 8th, from Sky Sports. Huge week ahead. How to watch the Solheim Cup live on Sky Sports. This week is all about the Solheim Cup, As Team Europe hosts Team USA at Bermudas Golf in the Netherlands, the competition kicks off with Anna Nordqvist leading a strong European squad, including seasoned players like Charlie Hull and newcomer Lottie Wode. They're eager to reclaim the title after a tie in 2023 and a narrow loss last year. On the other side, Nelly Korda headlines Team USA, aiming for their first away win since 2015. Sky Sports has extensive coverage lined up. Starting Friday at 6 a.m., you'll catch at least 12 hours of action on the first 2 days. Saturday follows the same schedule, with Sunday's singles beginning at 9 a.m. The opening ceremony on Thursday at 4:30 p.m. will reveal the pairings, and you can catch the closing ceremony on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. No worries! You can stream the event with a Now Day Pass or a Cancel Anytime Month Pass. Plus, there's a live blog for updates on the go and highlights available on the app. This week also features the Anjan Irish Open, so you can enjoy a packed lineup of golf. With Sky's Multiview, you can even watch multiple events at once, making it a great time for sports fans. Enjoy the action! Up next, 9th, from BBC Sport Football. Flex your football brain with our daily quizzes. You can test your football knowledge with BBC Sport's daily quizzes. Each day, you'll find 3 different challenges designed to engage your brain. The first is Who Am I?, where you guess the footballer with as few attempts as possible. Each wrong guess gives you a new clue, so the quicker you answer, the better your score. Next is 5 and 5, where you have 5 minutes to give 5 correct answers. It's a race against the clock. Then there's the brain teaser, a tricky question that gives you 5 lives before revealing the answer. Plus, you can send in your own quiz ideas. And then, 10th, from PFT All, Kyle Shanahan expects Aaron Donald to play on Thursday night. Shanahan reflected on the mixed emotions surrounding Donald's retirement announcement last year, admitting there was a sense of celebration in the 49ers facility at the time. But now, with Donald back, the mood has shifted. The 49ers will have their hands full, especially with rookie left guard Carver Willis likely facing the challenge of blocking Donald, a player who has dominated the league for a decade. As the 49ers gear up for the season opener, Shanahan is bracing for a tough fight against a hungry Donald. It's a pivotal moment as they prepare to face a formidable opponent right out of the gate. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free at upyomity to serve votre homme.